but they had a friend in Jesus. Amen. I thank God for my training and how that God brought me up in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't really think so. You know, I thought that everybody else was having so much fun.
Yes.
There was things that I couldn't do.
All right.
But you know, I look back over my life today and I thank the Lord for the things that I wasn't able to do. It kept me out of jail. It kept me, most of all, out of the grave.
Amen.
Amen.
I had so many friends of mine that I came up with through junior high school, elementary, junior high school, high school, college, all along those levels, I lost friends. Young friends. People that don't have a chance today. All because I was raised in church the right way. I had somebody who loved me more than I love myself, because I wanted to be out there doing what everybody else was doing, not knowing that they were cutting their life short. So I thank and praise God for His goodness and His mercy. Amen. I don't want to be before you very long today, but just a little thought. Amen. We're going to turn to St. John, the 11th chapter. A few verses there. 17 through 27. Then we're going to skip down to 32 through 36. And then 40 through 45. Amen.
St. John, 11th chapter.
Yes, starting at the 17th verse, and then we're going to read through the 27th, and then skip down to the 32nd through the 36th, and then 40 through 45, all in St. John. No, Easter is coming, and people are celebrating eggs and rabbits or whatever you have you. They're all finding a reason not to be in church. Amen. But you know, a lot of them, this is one of the days that they attend church. They want to make a big scene, want to wear their fineries, say, "Did you see me?" Amen. But you know, we celebrate Easter as the resurrection of Christ. Amen. We celebrate the resurrection.
Yes.
So I want to just talk a little bit about what Jesus said about the resurrection. In St. John, the 11th chapter, starting at the 17th verse, it says, "Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem," excuse me, "about 15 farthings off," farlongs off.
Yes.
"And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee.
Yes.
Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection
and the life.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth, believeth in me, shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. Or I say 32, okay. And when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled, and said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Then we come to Brother Aaron's favorite book, verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. Amen. Then we go to 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always, because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and said, and had seen these things which Jesus did, believed on him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. Now, in the Bible, there is a lot of accounts of miracles and great wonders. But this one particularly stands out in my mind, and I particularly like this one because it shows who Jesus really is. Amen. It's a familiar story that all of us that have been raised in the church knows about. Amen. And we've heard about it. And I'm not here to retell the story, but just to kind of give you a little bit of what the Lord gave me on this subject. As we go back and we read the context of the story, we know that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were Jesus' friends.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I sung the song, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
Can you imagine being a natural, we have friends and we have associates. Come on now. Friends, we could probably count on one hand.
Yeah.
A friend is a friend in need. A friend indeed.
Amen.
Somebody who will come and help you.
Yes.
Have you ever tried to move or try to do things that you needed somebody's help for?
Yes.
And all these people that call themselves friends, you know where I'm going.
like, where is my friend?
Can you help me? I'm sorry, I got something to do. My mother just is sick deathly. I mean, they will come up with all kinds of excuses. Mother been dead for years. But they use it. But to have a natural friend named Jesus. That's just beautiful. I can just imagine them sitting down, Jesus at the table, they breaking bread, and the things you do with friends, you know, praying together, singing together. But what a friend to have in Jesus. And one of them, Lazarus, had died. In verse 17 it says, then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave how many days?
4 days.
Four days.
He's thinking by that time.
What you say? Can you imagine in your mind somebody that had been dead for 4 days? When they lay you in the ground, they say ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That means that your flesh is going back to the earth where it came from. And in that process, you start to stink. And so Lazarus been dead for 4 days. We know that he had started to decompose. Now, the scripture says that Bethany was now to Jerusalem, said about 15 furlongs. I believe it was about an eighth of a mile. Amen. Now, we can drive that in no time. But they didn't have the transportation that we have today. They walked everywhere or rode mules or whatever they did. But I'm sure that it wouldn't have took 4 days to go an eighth of a mile. Maybe a couple of hours. Because when they walked, I believe they got on. They didn't dolly and dilly like we walk a block and we tired. When they walked, they was walking for days. And they went on about their business and they got there. But somehow it seemed like Jesus just took his time. I think what Jesus here was trying to show us and to teach us, that you cannot hurry him. Jesus is the only person that I know who can be 4 days late and still be on time.
Amen.
What an awesome God. What an awesome God. And like I say, I believe he was trying to teach them and on down later us that you can't hurry me. But let me tell you something. If you believe in me, all things are possible. Even resurrection. I can raise you from the dead.
That's right. Amen.
All things are possible.
Thank you, Jesus.
Also, in this story, in verse 20, it says, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out to meet him. Amen. So, Martha is had such a strong faith and belief in Jesus. faith without works is dead.
Amen.
Martha put her faith into action. Amen.
Yes, she did.
She, you know, and I'm not saying that Mary was wrong for grieving and sitting in the house. We all have to deal with death in our own way.
Amen.
But here Martha had such faith that when she heard that Jesus was coming, she's like the man Zacharias, who was so small in stature, but he wasn't going to be deterred from seeing Jesus. When he heard Jesus was coming, he said, I'm going to find a way. I'm going to climb up in this tree. So I can be above everybody and I can see.
Yes.
But Martha put her faith in action. She went out to meet him.
Yes.
And I'm not going to wait for him to get here. This is my friend.
Yes.
I want to see him.
Yes.
So I'm going out and I'm going to meet him. She didn't just sit there and wallow in her misery and her sorrow and, like we say, woe is me. She taught us a valuable lesson today. And like I say, we have to put our faith in action. We can't just sit around and wait for Jesus. We have to go out and meet him. If we take one step, I guarantee you that Jesus will take two.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. He will go the extra mile for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Why? Because he loves us.
Amen.
Amen. And he wants us to believe in him.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Jesus suffered. He bled and he died.
Yes.
Amen.
He was buried. And most of all, he rose.
Hallelujah.
For us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why Jesus could make the statement in verse 25 that I am the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
And the life.
Yes.
Amen. I believe that, you know, we go back into the Old Testament where Jesus said that when Moses went, he was going to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. And he said, who am I to say that sent me? I am. Tell him I am.
I am.
There's a couple of more instances in the Old Testament where he said that I am.
All right.
But I believe here in the New Testament is the strongest reference to the I am.
Thank you, Jesus.
To let us know who Jesus really is.
Amen. Amen.
Says, I am the resurrection and the life.
And the
Thank
life.
You,
Amen.
Yes.
It signifies his ultimate power to not only give physical life, as in this story about Lazarus,
Thank you,
but to give eternal life.
Amen.
Now, Martha had so much faith in Jesus. And she truly believed that if he had been there, that her brother wouldn't have died.
Yeah.
They knew all about Jesus. They knew that he had performed miracles. They knew that it was, she said, I know that he was something, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which had come into this world.
Yes.
How many of us know Jesus that well?
Hallelujah.
That we know who he is.
Right. Know who he is.
Amen. I keep going back to verse 25. I love that verse because, like I said, it gives you the clear version of who Jesus is.
Yes.
I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. Because Jesus said so.
Hallelujah.
Because he said so.
He said so.
You might ask me, Pastor, we know that God has the power to give eternal life. But I just want to point out the fact that even though Jesus is God and He has all of this power, while He was on this earth, He was also human.
Yes.
Amen. He was the friend of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
Yes.
And He had human feelings.
Yes.
Amen. I believe there's a scripture that says that He has, because, I just paraphrase it now because I can't remember the scripture, but it was talking about how that He has felt everything that we feel.
Yes.
That He has, there's nothing that He, that we experience, that He hasn't.
Amen.
He has human emotions and feelings. Amen. And when He saw that Martha and the people that were with her were crying, says He grieved in His spirit and was troubled in His heart. Amen. He felt their pain. And when they showed Him where Lazarus was buried, I believe the scripture says that He wept. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and He'll be that way forevermore. He doesn't change.
Man.
He loves us just as much as He loved Lazarus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He cries for us. He loves us so much that He is delaying His coming because He doesn't want anyone to be lost. But even though He loves us that much that He's delaying His coming, don't get taken in by the fact that He hasn't done it yet. The Bible said He's coming back.
Yes, He is.
And just like it said, He is coming back.
Yes, He is.
Because He said so.
Yes, He is.
It makes it true.
Thank you, Jesus.
In verse 40, again it says, Jesus said unto her, talking to Martha, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's take a look at the beginning of the 11th chapter and the 4th verse. It says, when Jesus heard that, He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man be glorified, might be glorified thereby.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now the sickness that Lazarus had probably wasn't nothing to make him die from. But it goes deeper than that. It has more of a meaning than that. It says that the glory of God, the Son of God, might be glorified. Amen. Just like when Jesus healed the man who was blind from birth, it wasn't because of he or his parents that had sinned, but that the works of God should be manifested. Amen. That the works of God should be revealed. Now, it had all said that there was people all around. Now Jesus knows where He stands.
Amen.
In God. Amen. And I like it because He, when He prayed, He thanked God already.
Amen.
For what He was going to do. Now the miracles weren't for Jesus. He already knew what He was going to do and what the results were.
Amen.
And He didn't go around performing miracles because He wanted to be popular, because He wanted people to give Him money. He did them for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
And so that the people would believe in the one that sent Him. We as believers, as Christians, need to continue to do the commission that was given us. And we should take the example of Jesus. After he had spoken and prayed to God, he didn't go in a corner. He didn't shirk. But it says he cried in a loud voice.
Yes,
like I said, he had prayed already.
Yes.
If we could just believe in the power of prayer.
Yes.
If we could just get in tune.
Yes.
With the power that we have.
Amen.
In prayer.
Yes.
And then just believe it.
Amen.
Jesus already knew. Like I said, he cried in a loud voice.
Hallelujah.
Lazarus.
Yes.
Come on.
Yep.
Come on out of that grave.
Lazarus, come on now. Lazarus, you better come on out of there. God might not do he might not do it, but come on.
Maybe he will,
maybe he won't. But he cried in a loud voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lazarus, come forth.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? The Bible said he came. Hopping. Amen. He was bound in grave clothes.
Yes, he did.
In them days, they bound you up like a mummy.
Like a mummy.
He came out.
Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He was hopping.
Hopping out.
I said, loose him.
Hallelujah.
And let him go.
Let him go.
Amen.
That man go free.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
And that's the power of prayer.
Thank you,
yes.
Amen. And faith. If we believe in God,
yes,
we can do have the same power.
Hallelujah.
He said, I will give you power.
Hallelujah.
After the Holy Ghost comes.
Yes.
And you can do miracles.
Amen.
You can cast out devils.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm not pastor.
You can do the same thing. We serve a mighty God.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And he'll do what he said.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We just need to proclaim it in a loud voice.
Thank you.
Yes, Jesus.
All right.
We're not doing this for ourselves. We know what we believe in.
Man.
But we're doing them like Jesus was for the people.
Yes.
That was around.
Yes.
How many times have we said that people are watching us?
Yes.
They're watching us. We proclaim to be Christians. We proclaim an awesome God that can do anything. But when it comes down to it, do we really have the faith to cast out the devils? To bind Satan? To keep him under our foot? Today, every demon spirit that is trying to kill us, if we tell it to loose us and let us go free. Amen. One day I heard the voice of Jesus. I decided to take him at his word because Jesus said so. And I just want to encourage you to believe in Jesus. Because if he says so, whatever it is,
yes,
it makes it true.
Thank
you. I want you to bow your heads, and as I close, I'd like to just leave us with a prayer. Father God, today we ask you to hear us when we call you.
Yes,
we ask you to lift us when we fall.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we're not always perfect. But we thank you for your repentant spirit and lifting us when we fall.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you to continue to bless us right now where we stand. Increase our faith. Father God, most of all, we ask you to forever hold us in the palm of your hand.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I want you to continue to pray for me.
Amen.
Pray my strength in the Lord.
Yeah.
in these last and evil days that I will continue to search the Scripture. That He will open my mind and my understanding.
Amen.
And that I will fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
To the end.
Amen.
He that endureth to the end, I want to be there.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.